For a few months now, I've been preaching on various parables that have been found in Luke's gospel. Many of them are unique to Luke. We don't find them in Matthew, Mark, or John. And while some of them come across as very straightforward, many are also very confusing. So forgive me if I look at what seems like a very straightforward, simple parable and maybe tend to not trust Luke. To think that there might be something hidden there, something that sometimes I think, did he really mean it like that? Is that really what Jesus said? Is it really that easy? Is that what this parable means? I remember reading or hearing Fred Craddock say that when he was doing sermons, he often felt like when he preached on parables that he needed to fix the parables as he was driving to church on Sunday morning before he preached them. One Sunday, he just told the parable the way he thought it should be told, and someone in the congregation spoke out, "Now that's the way it should have happened." So I can kind of relate to that, especially today. Everything that I read about today's parable focuses on the Pharisee and how he acted. Everything. I was talking to Roy yesterday and I said, what does it say that everybody talks about the same thing and I don't see it that way? He said, it's okay. It's okay. So I can agree that the Pharisee in this story had problems. But I kind of think the tax collector wasn't exactly in the right either. So let's look at both of these men. The Pharisee, well, he reminds me of a great old country and western song by Mac Davis. The words go something like this: Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can. Remember that song? Let's face it, when you're pretty much perfect, what can you say to God except, thank you, God, for making me better than everyone else? How often do we come to God, maybe not claiming to be perfect, but feeling pretty good about ourselves? Well, we may have some important things to talk to God about. They're mostly about us. And we often think, well, I've been pretty good. Don't I deserve that? Kind of like we do with Santa Claus. I've been nice, not naughty. Check the list. I'm good. So it's pretty easy to see the Pharisee coming at this all the wrong way. How often do we think to ourselves, you know, I come to church at least twice a month, so I'm good. Or I do as the Bible taught and I give 10%, at least 10% of my net. So I'm pretty good, right? Or I'm a good person and I smile at people as I pass them on the street. So I'm good, right? I come to church and I say my prayers and maybe even I read my Sunday school lesson before I go to Sunday school. What more do I need to do? It appears here that Jesus is saying we need to humble ourselves. Like the tax collector. You see, the tax collector could barely even come into the room. He felt so ashamed of his life. He couldn't lift his head. So being humble, is that the answer that Jesus wants us to see? I guess you can call me a little skeptical because I feel like there's a little more to it than that. I recognize the main point of the parable is that there are those around Jesus who look down their noses at people. They feel like people who don't live like they live should be written off. So Jesus needed to tell this story. I also feel like if Jesus were here in our world today, in light of all that's been going on in our nation in the last few weeks, he might be telling our world the same story. But it might be church members who come to church and who do their classes and worship, and they go home and they treat others like they're not important. He might ask us, why do we compare ourselves to one another? Why is it all about the wrong things that other people are doing and the good things that I'm doing? Why can't we stop judging others and leave that to God and just worry about our own relationship with God? I'm afraid that's a lesson our world needs to hear. I really can't believe we've gotten to a place in our world where we're willing to end friendships, cut ourselves off from other people we care about because of things like a political campaign. I've seen more hateful things said on Facebook in the last month than I think I've seen in the whole time I've been on Facebook. And the most interesting thing is that most of the hateful things said start with nothing personal but, or forgive me for saying but. I've even seen people in my own family write that I can't be friends with you or even be acquainted with you if you vote for. And believe me, it goes both directions. Is there anything that should make us look down our noses at another person? Is there a skin color, a religious belief, a nationality, a political opinion, or anything else in this world that should make us look down on another person? I'm going to be the first to admit that I know it's much easier said than done. In a lot of ways, it's easier to accept people that we don't know who are different than us than people who have hurt us or people we've been in relationship with and who have said things or done things to hurt us. Acceptance and forgiveness run side by side, don't they? Sometimes we see something that someone has done to hurt us, and we want to blame anyone and everyone who reminds us of that hurt. But Jesus reminds us in today's parable that we've got to set those kinds of things aside and remember that for us to feel acceptance and forgiveness from God means we need to accept and forgive others. As for that tax collector, I can't help but think, while maybe the tax collector was on a better path, maybe he still has a ways to go. Nothing is said in the scripture about whether or not the tax collector was any different when he left the temple than when he entered. It said he went home justified. I guess that might be the place that I have a problem. What does that mean, to be justified? What gave the tax collector the feeling of justification? Was it that he left the temple determined to live life differently? Did he change? Is it enough that we come before God humble? I started this service today saying that we spend much time getting here to worship. And then we try to settle in and be here in worship. But what is the responsibility placed before us here in worship? Is it to follow the laws set before us? Is it to take care of ourselves? Is it just to attend worship? Is it to write the check to make sure that all of this work continues? Is it to serve here in this community, making it a place God calls us to be? Are we to open our arms and welcome in all who wish to enter, all who wish to allow God to justify them? And after we're here and we're present, then we leave. And are we to be different than we are when we enter? Are we to be more tuned in to God, more Christ-like in our daily walk, out in this world to love others, to serve those in need, to be Christ? I don't know about you, but for me, that means that I need to be different. I need to leave here changed. And that's not a one-time thing. I need to leave here every Sunday a step closer, a bit different, to reach those in this world who also need to be justified through a relationship with Christ Jesus. May we always be changed by the presence of God in our lives. Amen.